This is the National Daily. Welcome to August 13th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate left-handed compliments and southpaw celebrities. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Before we can talk, we communicate with touch, and the most vital messages are delivered with our hands. You are safe. You are loved. SafPower Hand Sanitizer Cream is tough on germs and soft on skin because you don't just protect them, you surround them with softness. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
If you've ever wondered where's the beef after being served a filet mignon, then it's probably not the steak for you. Mignon means cute in French, and while it offers the most quality cut of the tenderloin, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. While the French are well known for small portions, their word for the same cut is filet de boeuf, and filet mignon refers to tenderloin of pork. Here in the States, the author O. Henry first used the term to describe a steak in his book, The 4 Million. This author was known for his romantic flair, as well as stories with a plot twist. And we can imagine his ironic turn of phrase upon being served a small, well-crafted steak. Apparently, in 1906, it was more polite to say, "Ah, filet mignon," than "Where's the beef?" On National Filet Mignon Day, don't get too cute with the waiter. After all, this beef is delicious.
In ancient times, being a lefty was associated with witchcraft. Joan of Arc was supposedly burned at the stake for being left-handed. The left was associated with evil, and the word sinister actually means on the left. But fear not, being a southpaw does have its advantages. In baseball, left-handed batters are one step closer to first base and considered very important. 8 United States presidents were left-handed. So was Einstein, Mark Twain, Beethoven, Oprah, and Bill Gates. With only 10% of our population being left-handed, chances are good that being a lefty means you're in good company. On International Left-Handers Day, celebrate the difference that could make all the difference.
Marlo Anderson?
Yes.
I'm just putting you in the category. Hey, tomorrow I'm celebrating National Creamsicle Day.
Wasn't that invented by the same kid who invented the popsicle?
Yes, it was.
We're going to tell that story, aren't we,
That's
tomorrow?
That's right. Yeah. If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
See you tomorrow.